Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Welcome to Inside Out, where you can uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels solves your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. And welcome, everyone. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Tammy.
I'm so excited to be here today. I have to tell you, fired up to take on the show.
And I'm fired up to have you in the studio.
Well, thank you so much. We have a lot of fun while we're on the air here with you for 2 hours. And we are talking about home improvement from an interior designer's perspective. And one of the things that I can share with you is I love interior design. I love home improvement. This is really the best part of my week. Professionally, I have to say, I think about it, I get excited about it, and you are listening to possibly the most enthusiastic person on the radio, bar none. I mean, who do you hear that comes on the radio and they are just so crazy happy? That's me. Here we go. 2 hours. Well, I am excited today, but we're going to start by talking about a very serious subject, which is earthquake preparedness. And we're going to move through that very quickly because I put this up on my Facebook page today. And it says, I have a blank in my house. What would Tammy do? I get these emails from people and they start out with this kind of quizzical riddle, which is I ask myself, what would Tammy do? And I think, well, 9 times out of 10, people are asking me after they've done something. So now it's, how would Tammy fix what I did? So I want to take on today, what is in your house and what would I do? What would I do if I could get my hands on it before you did something to it? What would I do if perhaps you did something in your house and it didn't really turn out the way you want? I want to talk to you. One of the most common ones that we will probably be talking about today are paint colors that people have put up on their walls. You're making a smirk. I wish came off across the radio.
No. I'm just thinking of the paint mistakes I've made, and their name is Legion. Seriously. But it's an easy fix, relatively speaking.
It is. And sometimes the paint color that you have up, I might share with you ways to keep it. You might not be way off. And sometimes it's just such a difference to what you're used to what you've been accustomed to. And so I might give you a suggestion on how to save it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Also, remodeling things that people have taken on, windows they've put in. You know, the list goes on and on and on. Or just an ugly window. There's a lot of those. There's odd windows in people's homes.
Oh, yes.
I mean, really weird windows where it's almost like the Winchester house. What? Somebody was building and they decided to put a window there, or they put a little window there. And I run into that a lot. Little odd windows, odd corners, in people's houses where, I'll give you a common example. You come up a staircase and right there, there's, you know, a little cabinet. Well, what do you do with the top of it? Because it becomes a catch-all for everything. So those kind of odd things in your home. There's a difference between interior design and decorating. And today, I want to give you design advice. You know, I've been at this a long time. I love this. And my job here on Saturdays is to empower you. I want you to feel good about your home when you walk in. I want your home to feel like happy people live here. That's a message. That's my mantra. Happy people live here. When I'm successful with your home, it doesn't look like my style. It looks like happy people live there. So we're going to get you there today. I know it's gloomy outside, but it's sunshine in here. It's sunshine
yes, it
coming through your radio because I do love where you live and I want to help you. And everybody has something ugly. What would Tammy do? We're going to talk about that and a little bit about earthquake preparedness. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but I'm going to give you one website that everybody can go to and basically, I believe, really salvage your home if there's an earthquake. And trust me, these are things that you should do. And we're going to click them off really quickly.
Well, that sounds really great and very exciting. I have one of those ugly little weird things in my house that I'm going to ask you about after the break as well. But we want to take your calls. 421-1000 and 877-397-KOMO.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels.
Got a live read
if you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com. So what if you decided to put in gorgeous granite in your home, and you look at it now and you go, the cabinets are really ugly? Well, guess what? You can reface those kitchen cabinets. Yes, you can. Or perhaps you're on a budget and you never thought that you could get a kitchen that looked like a magazine. Guess what? You can. Or perhaps you're building, or you are a builder. Guess what? One-stop shop, that is Sound Kitchen. Soundkitchen.com is the company that you need to check out. Sound Kitchen and Bath is my resource. How do I know this? I invested in the company. So it doesn't matter if perhaps you're on a budget or planning the kitchen and bathroom remodel of your dreams. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como News Time is 10:14.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Here's Judith Larson.
Well, it looks like a trooper's got the blocking accident cleared to the side. This is southbound 5 of the convention center. That pickup truck hit a barrier there and was in the HOV lane. They're off now on the right shoulder. The mountain passes have been improving a little bit, at least White Pass. Now they have no travel restrictions there where roads are mostly bare. Until a few moments ago, there were traction tire advisories in effect on White Pass. An easy go over Snoqualmie Pass and Stevens, though, where roads are mostly bare and although wet, no restrictions on either Snoqualmie Pass or Stevens Pass, at least at the present time. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Well, we're getting off to a soggy start today, but hold on, because around noon things should dry up just a bit and we should have some sun breaks. Still some scattered showers, though, to look forward to this afternoon. Our highs today near 50, overnight lows near 40. Right now it's 42 in Tacoma, 44 in downtown Seattle at 10:15. Thanks for being with us here on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. And today we're talking about that weird little funky thing in your house that you don't quite know what to do with. You have a what in your house? Tammy Michaels, what would she do?
Well, actually, Jennifer, we're going to start out by talking about earthquake preparedness, and then we're going to get to what would Tammy do.
Okay.
But really fast, we want to go through this website that I mentioned to you at the start of the show. And this is one website that you're going to want to put in your favorites, and I would recommend that you go through the entire checklist. And the website is the Washington Military Department website. And I went through, and honestly, they had the most concise information I found. Now, some of the box stores also have websites like this, but sincerely, what I loved about this website was that they have videos. Come on, much easier to watch a video than read 5 pages. Now, the bomb in your house, and actually the one thing that caused 67% of the house fires in the 1994 Northridge earthquake, were in fact water heaters.
Water heaters.
It's a bomb in your house. Now, a lot of people think that they've secured it, And there's a material that is called plumber's tape. And a lot of people buy it and they strap their water heater to the wall. If that's what you've done, I want to share with you, if we get a really serious earthquake, that is not going to hold the water heater. There are specific straps. And in fact, there's one way that you attach your water heater if your water heater is exactly against the wall, meaning there's no gap, or if it's separated. So if there is a gap, there's two different ways that you strap and secure that water heater. Also on this website, it has lots of great suggestions, easy things you can do for securing kitchen cabinets, wall hangings, bookcases, even dishes, and very specific instructions on turning off residential water, electricity, propane gas, natural gas, and protecting yourself against such things as carbon monoxide. There was so much fantastic information on this one site, which is again the Washington Military Department website, their Emergency Management Division, that I'm putting it up on our page here, which is comonews.com/Tammy. That's comonews.com/Tammy. And I'll have it up there. And honestly, take 5 minutes. There's no reason that your home should go up in flames after an earthquake. And you know what else I would say? Send out a little neighborhood email. In our neighborhood, we have kind of a watch program going on. And I think that this just gave me an idea. I'm going to send this out to all my neighbors today, this website, and ask them to make sure that their water heaters are secure. Because basically, if your neighbor's house goes up in flames, and we're going to be in a situation where fire trucks are going to be limited, the whole neighborhood could still go up. So this is looking out for yourself and looking out for your neighbors. I cannot tell you how important this is, that and turning off gas or propane. So those things, make sure that you do them. I can't emphasize this enough. I grew up in Southern California, and you know, we never take the power of Mother Nature for granted when it comes to earthquakes. So, you know, we shouldn't do that when it comes to our living environments here either. But I do want to get into our subject now, Jennifer, about I have a blank in my house. What would Tammy do?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I have a blank in my house.
And
I've run into it two times now.
What is the blank in your house?
It's a weird little window in the shower area. And it's up high. It's like from the top of the ceiling down about a foot. So it's not like someone could actually see in, but it's a weird place for a window. And I just look at that and go,
does
why?
It pop out?
No, it doesn't pop out, but it slides. It slides open.
Slides open. Funky.
And it's just strange.
Well, does it bother you the way it looks?
I think it looks strange. Yeah.
Okay. Can you see it when you walk into the bathroom? Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I would do to conceal that. I would take, do you have a shower curtain or shower door?
Curtain.
Okay. Take the curtain all the way to the ceiling. All the way to the ceiling as opposed to just at the normal height that people have it. And actually, I tell people to do this all the time with shower curtains. It's kind of a designer trick because all of a sudden your bathroom looks more majestic instead of kind of the grandma's shower curtain. Grandma's shower curtain was always at that height. You remember? She always thought she was decorating, and you walked in one day and she had a pink shower curtain. Mm-hmm. It had, like, you know, I don't know, stars on it or something. Well, that's, you know, remember there were like the moon and the stars. There was this whole thing in the early 90s. Everybody had stars and moon shower curtains. Well, the designer look is really, you can go to Bed Bath & Beyond, get better shower curtains that go all the way to the ceiling, and then cover it up with more drapery-type material. And then it looks pretty. When you walk in, it really looks pretty. And you can also layer it. And that way, from the outside, you don't see it. Now, the thing about it is, when you're in the shower, it does offer you ventilation. That's the whole purpose of it. So,
well, there's that. Well, I like that idea of raising the shower curtain because
it's,
you know,
pretty.
It never occurred to me.
It's pretty. You walk in, and if you put, you know, especially if you layer it so that there's a, you know, you can have a clear shower curtain and then kind of an opaque sheer that goes all the way to the ceiling. And then you can have one drapery panel that goes off to the side that's in front of that. And now when you walk in, it's pretty. You know, as opposed to being something that just looks utilitarian.
Yeah.
Utilitarian, albeit that you can get one that has, you know, whales breaching on it or something. I don't know. It still looks utilitarian for a shower curtain. If it goes all the way to the ceiling, now it looks like it's a designer statement. That's the difference between decorating and design. Our phone lines are lighting up, and I know
you are
going to make us go to traffic.
Yes.
So I want to talk to all of our callers who are calling in, and this is going to be a fun show. What would Tammy do with that? Tell me what you have. I want to talk to you. I bet you have something ugly, or you're just struggling with it, or it's kind of like, that's odd. I want to help you.
421-1000 or 877-397-KOMO. That's toll free, and you can call from anywhere in the country for free. We are going to take a quick break for traffic and weather, then we'll be right back and take all of your calls.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Carpet Liquidators, where you'll find a huge selection of designer carpet at discount prices.
Make carpet shopping easy with Carpet Liquidators' low price pledge. Hi, this is Cami Michaels. Find the best prices on flooring in every style. The secret is Carpet Liquidators buys in bulk, getting great prices on carpet, hardwood, laminates, and more. And they pass the savings on to you. And with financing available, OAC, and fast 48-hour installation, finding your new carpet has never been easier. Save between 40 and 70% on brand name carpet, including DuPont Sorona Smart Strand, that's tough enough to hold up to a rhino. It's all at Carpet Liquidators. Huge inventory and great prices with their low price pledge. See store for details. Save time, stress, and money with Carpet Liquidators in Tacoma, Seattle, Everett, Kirkland, and Mount Vernon. CarpetLiquidators.com.
What great retail, Carpet.
Have you ever used a sauna and noticed how it helped you relax, reduce pain, and feel better? That's because the heat goes straight into your core to fight germs, increase blood flow, and cleanse the body. Virtually anyone can benefit from the rejuvenating effects of a sauna. Now you can create your own healing space in the privacy of your own home with an affordable, high-quality Finleo sauna from Olympic Hot Tubs. This is not just any sauna. The Finleo saunas from Olympic Hot Tubs are gorgeous and earth-friendly. They have several styles and sizes, including infrared saunas, to fit your home perfectly. I've spent time with the people at Olympic Hot Tubs, and you will not find people more committed to your health, well-being, and satisfaction. Conveniently located in Seattle, Fife, Everett, Issaquah, and Lacey. To learn more about the health benefits of saunas, go to OlympicHotTub.com. That's OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Here's Judith Larson.
Well, suddenly with more folks on the road and lots of rain, we have more problems than we've had in a long time. Westbound State Route 900 at 133rd, let's try that one again. Right lane blocked by a new accident there. Troopers are on their way to that. We're dealing with another problem in Linwood by way of an accident blocking the center lane. This sounds like they're northbound 5 approaching 44th Avenue West. Also, keep an eye out eastbound 2 east of 88 for debris blocking a lane there. Still dealing with southbound 5 at the convention center, that pickup truck that hit the barrier then was blocking. They're off on the side, the right shoulder, with a trooper right now. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Well, it's soggy out there right now, but just hold on because we're expecting things to clear up around midday or so. Although, this afternoon, we could still see some scattered showers as well. Our highs today will be around 50 and our overnight lows around 40 degrees. Right now, 42 in Tacoma and 45 in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, helping you uncover your coolest room and your coolest home ever. Whatever kind of space you have, Tammy Michaels is here to help you make it functional and beautiful. So today, the topic: that weird little place, that weird little feature that you have in your house, what would Tammy do with it? We're taking your calls, 421-1000, also toll-free 877-397-KOMO. And we want to hear from you.
I cannot wait to see what our callers are going to say. I'm looking at some of the questions that they're already posing, and I'm going, okay, that's going to be an interesting one to answer what I would do with that. But mm-hmm. I can't wait to talk to you. If you have something odd in your home and you've always tried to figure out what to do with it, and there, I know you've thought this because I've been on the air now for over 19 years. So you've thought to yourself, one of these days, I'm going to call Tammy Michaels and I'm going to ask her what she would do with X. Guess what? Today's that day. Today you're going to call me and you're going to ask me and we're going to come up with a solution what I would do with something odd, unattractive in your house. And we're going to go to Lynn in Ording. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Tammy. Hi. I don't know if my question qualifies for your fill in the blank, but we're in a new construction and I have a kitchen that's really going to be pretty. Rustic cherry cabinets and mixed with some distressed black painted cabinets and hardwood floors, and they're also rustic looking. But I'm looking for, is there any alternative to granite countertops that's not as expensive but has as good a quality and looks good?
Yes, there is. There are several alternatives. The first one I'm going to share with you is a product that's called Granite Transformations. And okay. It's a company. Now, if you can't find it, just send me an email at comanews.com/Tammy. I will tell you, I get inundated, so it may take me a couple weeks to get through all of them. Right now, I am way backed up on emails, but I will respond to you. And but it's called Granite Transformations. Let me explain what it is. It is a granite composite material. It's about a quarter of an inch thick. They grind up granite, and they put a polymer in it, and then a fiberglass backing. So then it is applied. It is installed in the countertops like a slab of granite. And it comes in standard colors. So they have one that's black, like an absolute black granite. They have some that look as if they are like a tortoise shell, so they're more earth tones. You get where I'm going with this. They even have some fun colors. So
yeah.
This is a way that you can put in something that looks like a composite stone. And I'm talking about your Caesar stones, some of those different products, which are really high end. Caesar stone's super expensive. So if people walk in and think, well, it's a composite stone, it was affordable to you. But the fact of the matter is it has a sincere, fashion forward look. And therefore, I think it's a great way that people can save some money and get a granite looking countertop in their home. The cost of it on new construction is about 30 to 40% less than granite slabs. On retrofitting, it's about 50% less. And because what they do is they simply install it over your old countertop. So what you do have to pay for is you have to put down a substrate that it attaches to for new construction, but it's still a significant savings. You're going to have to put down that substrate anyway. And you're going to ask me for the contacts. It is Granite Transformations. Think of transforming that countertop. But again, if you don't have it, just simply email me at comonews.com/Tammy, and I'll give it to you.
Okay, and then with that countertop, though, here's a question I have for you, because
yeah.
I was thinking about doing something cheap now and going in as a project later and putting in
a
nice countertop. But the sink, you can't really, how do you put in a solid surface countertop, I don't know how to describe this very well, when the sink is already set up, like, say, you had Formica in there, and you have the sink going over the top, and then you put in a solid surface, you just take the sink out and reset it in the solid surface up higher, or how does that work?
A plumber just pulls the sink, and then and they do it all the time, and they snap it back in place. It's easy to do. So, yes, and they do it all the time. And then you just find a surface that coordinates with your sink. So don't worry about it. That's the minimum of the cost. It's not expensive at all to have your sink removed. You can even do it yourself, by going to a plumber.
10:36. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. We got some good information about earthquake preparedness, and we're talking about that weird little feature in your house. Everybody probably has that something, that weird thing, that funny...
I know.
That funny alcove or that bizarre, weird window. We've all got it. So you're answering questions today.
You have something in your house that you don't like. I mean, everybody has that. You have a weird standalone wall. You see those a lot in 1950s ramblers, also called war boxes, post-war World War II homes, where you walk right in the front door. That can also be another design challenge that you hate. You open the front door and there you are. So, you know, these are the different things that I can help you with. Also, wall colors. Have you painted a wall and you go, oh, just now I hate that wall? Well, maybe we can work with it a little bit, or perhaps I can give you some suggestions when you do go to repaint, how you will love the color that you select. I'm here for you, and our phone lines are lighting up. This is a fun little program we've got going on today.
And those numbers to call are 421-1000, or you can call toll-free from anywhere, 877-397-5666.
Let's talk to Kara in Edgewood. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Oh, well, if you could come to my house and just take care of the whole thing, that'd be great.
Well, you know, I'm technically in your house right now, so there you
okay.
go.
I'll take you up on this one issue I have.
Okay.
So our house is a two-story. You walk in, and it's not like your average foot level where you'd walk in and then you could go upstairs or downstairs. You actually walk into the house, and you can go down the hall, and that's how you get down the stairs. But then when you're going down the stairs, you go down four steps, and then randomly this odd little ledge starts at the exact same level as the steepest stair that starts going down, and it goes under to where you would walk in the door. Does that make sense?
Okay, kind of.
No.
Okay. So it actually is a ledge that you don't see from the main floor.
No, you can, because like when you walk in the house, you can actually look over this ledge.
Oh, okay.
Like you could bungee jump down to my stairs.
You could bungee jump down to the stairs. So there's an odd ledge that is concealing a staircase.
But it goes down, it's like it's on the staircase, though. So you can look over one ledge to the staircase, but then next to the staircase itself on the wall is this funky little ledge. Like they didn't just make the stairs wider. It's like... Oh, we cut the stairs too short. Shoot, what should we do? Let's just stick this ledge here. That'll
Let's
be a good idea.
Let's put a ledge there. That, you know what? That is what they did, too. And you've busted them on it. Okay. So first of all, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Okay. What year was the house built?
Oh, gosh. It's old.
Well,
I'd say maybe late 70s.
Okay, so late 70s. Now tell me what you have on the stairs themselves. Do you have carpet going down?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I'm going to make a recommendation to you that's going to sound rather drastic.
Okay.
Let me ask you another question. When are you thinking that, if ever, you will resell the house or you're going to go out feet first? To be blunt, I'm going to live here forever.
If it was my choice, we would have been out 3 years ago. But
okay.
Realistically, probably another 2 to 3 years we'll probably consider putting on the market.
See, now we're talking about something that other people, when you go to sell this house, are going to walk in and go, that is kind of funky. And nobody can put their finger on how to fix it. And I'm going to share something with you. It's not a tough fix. It's just that I would fix it, first of all, and enjoy it being fixed because it is funky. Second of all, I would fix it because when you go to resell a house, people can't psychologically, you know, come up with, I'm not going to buy the house because of that odd ledge.
Right.
But the house drops down psychologically in the I want that house, because it's like there's something weird about that house, something weird about the staircase. You're right. I would fix it. And I do have some people that would come out and they would fix it for you, and it wouldn't be that super expensive. You can budget it out, do it later, you know, but I personally would love living in it with it fixed. And that is, I would go to Mr. Handyman. And they can knock out that ledge, and they can put the proper staircase going down there. And it's going to make the house feel more majestic.
Okay.
You know, there's a reason why that staircase in Gone with the Wind is memorable. Whenever I say Gone with the Wind staircase, people go, yeah. And even if it's going downstairs and it's, you know, a 70s house, a funky staircase is a funky staircase.
Yeah.
So Mr. Handyman can fix it, whether you do it today or you do it next year. And there you go. And then you can just recarpet it. Now, here's the other thing. You can recarpet it with a different carpet that's on it, everything else. Because it is okay to have a carpet that looks like a carpet runner or a hallway runner. So another suggestion to save a lot of money on that is Carpet Liquidators actually has commercial grade product that nobody else in the market sells, and it looks really super high end. So it can look like a weave or something like that going down the stairs. So and they would sell you a remnant. That's why they're liquidators. So there you go.
Cool.
I know. And you're going to be so happy when you fix that. Because seriously, girl, that's a funky staircase.
It is. It's so weird.
It is. It's so weird.
Kara, thanks for the call. We're going to take a quick break and check out your forecast and the drive. After that, we'll answer more of your questions. 421-1000 or toll-free 877-397-COMO. Those are the numbers to call. And we'll be right back with more Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Tammy Michaels on the advantage you get from Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Well, you're going to get an NKBA, National Kitchen and Bath Association designer, that is going to provide you with a kitchen layout so that the form will, in fact, follow the function. I just really don't see how anyone can describe what the functionality of their kitchen should be sitting in a box store. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, we go into your kitchen and we're going to customize a kitchen that will function for your needs, your family. We need to know which side the refrigerator really opens on. We need to know where you want to put the spice drawer. We have to stand in your kitchen to be able to design a kitchen for you, and we don't charge for that. On the high end, designers charge thousands of dollars for those services. Box stores charge you about $500 just to measure. We do that for free.
See for yourself, soundkitchenandbath.com.
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a lifetime warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, Tukwila, Linwood, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com.
Como News Radio and the Como News Network.
Hit northeast Japan.
With continuing coverage of the Japan earthquake.
Amazing video coming in already.
The largest network of local reporters.
Como News Director Holly Gaunt is in Maui.
Some people weren't going to leave.
And Paul Bowden with the Pacific Seismology Network.
Thousands of people along the Oregon coast got an ominous call this morning.
Patrolling this small coastal town.
Bringing you everything you need to know 24/7. Depend on Como News Radio at AM 1000, 97.7 FM. Como 4, comonews.com, the Como News Network.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
If you think you've heard everything about treating cancer, you might be surprised. Cancer is choice, and no one gives you more choices than Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. With experts in everything from chemotherapy to nutrition, acupuncture, and naturopathic medicine, Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center partners with you to help you realize the choices that work for you. Here's pharmacist, author, and survivor, Mark Shigihara.
In a dire situation, Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center provided the customization that I was seeking in my therapy. I'm often asked how I've beaten stage 4 cancer and survived to this point, and I can thank Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center for this.
No matter where you are in your cancer journey, find all of your treatment options with Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center, part of Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Call 206-FOR-HOPE or click seattlecancerwellness.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Here's Judith Larson with traffic.
And if it weren't enough problems on the road already, troopers are just being dispatched now to the scene of, would you believe, another blocking accident southbound 5 north of 145th. In Tacoma, we're dealing with an injury rollover accident, State Route 16 in the westbound direction at Sprague. It looks like we've got both troopers and 8 on their way. In Linwood, northbound 5 at 44th Avenue, an accident blocking the center lane. In Marysville, northbound 5 at EB Slough, we got a bale of hay taking up one of those lanes. And we also have an accident westbound State Route 900 at 133rd, blocking at least the right lane there. Troopers with it now. This report brought to you by Prevail Credit Union. Get debt-free, consolidate high-cost balances into one payment with a Prevail Credit Union's Debt Buster Loan. You want details, what you do is log on and visit prevailcu.com. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Look for some sun breaks and scattered showers this afternoon with highs near 50. Right now it's 43 in Tacoma and 45 in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, where she's solving all of your design dilemmas and figuring out what to do with that oddball little feature in your house. We've all got one. The numbers to call are 421-1000, or you can call us toll-free at 877-397-KOMO. Tammy is guaranteed to answer your questions, and I'm guaranteed to try and not laugh. No, I'm not judging, because I've got those weird little things.
Well,
funny
everybody...
little windows and the basement. And my garage is a weird thing, too. It was partially made into a family room. So now I have a garage, but you can't actually fit a car in there.
Okay.
My house is riddled with little weirdo things.
I know. If anybody knows the history of the Winchester house, it was the guy who invented the Winchester rifle. I'm not a gun person, forgive me. But anyway, it's in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And what I will share with you is, for whatever reason, he started building on this house and he never stopped. So you have staircases that don't go anywhere and doors that open into nothing.
Now, is that the house where the woman who inherited it was afraid of ghosts and ghosts
yeah.
would come and get her unless she kept on building?
Yeah. There you go.
Crazy.
Yeah. So that's what they did. You know, they just kept on building. I don't know.
So weird little trap doors.
Well,
that...
most of the things that people have are meant to cover something up, like these odd walls that just stand in the center of the room. And many times they don't go all the way to the ceiling. And you really do see them in 1950s homes. And on the other side of it, you know, on one side you have the living room. On the other side of it, you have the kitchen. And it's kind of a double pass-through on either side. And I lived in a house like that in Bellevue. And so, you know, there are ways to treat walls like that. I'll just be very brief and share with you what I did is I painted that wall candy apple red and I put a glaze on it. I did, because if something is that obnoxious, it's like that line from Pee Wee Herman when he falls off his bike and he jumps back up and he says, I meant to do that. Because if you have something that heinous in your house as a designer, then what you have to do is you have to make it look like you meant to do that. Or you have to get it out of there. I mean, those are the types of things, but there are solutions. So then you don't want to mess it up more. What should you do? Should I draw attention to it or should I minimize it? You know, if you need to minimize it, I can help you. If you need to make it look like I meant to do that, I can help you. And everybody has one of those things in their home. So I'm here to help you today. I really am.
And once again, we're taking your calls to answer your questions. Phone lines are lighting up. The numbers are 421-1000 or toll-free 877-397-COMO. And we have Jen from Duval on the line.
Hi, Jen.
Oh, hi.
How can I help you?
Tammy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jen, I'm sorry, but you need to turn down your radio real quick.
Okay, sorry. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I have a lot of issues around my house, but this one, we have a lot of tall ceilings, like in the front entry, living room, sort of vaulted ceiling.
Yes.
Sort of lodgy look, but anyway, we've been working on the house for about 20 years or so, but finally getting to where we're pretty much done.
20 years, girl!
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm telling
years.
You, man, that's like a bad marriage.
Yeah, yeah. It's been long. But I sort of did sort of an off-white all over the place, and I'm starting to get to the point where I'm decorating a little bit and putting like an accent color wall in here and there. But in the living room front entry area, it is pretty tall, and then it goes into like a stairwell area that's sort of tall, and then it goes down. And but anyway, I didn't know if people ever did Wayne's. I'm not sure whether, I'm not sure on my color yet, but I wouldn't want to, I've gotten advice on different things and
you want to know whether to put wainscoting or raised panels or something like that. Are you wanting to break up the height of that wall?
Well, not so much that, is that I have so many white walls in my house and I'm starting to get into the color, but I'm afraid to do the whole room in, I was thinking of a darker color. I did a really deep plum eggplant purple on one of my walls in my kitchen, my back wall.
Pretty.
And I have a lime green couch and sort of the PCC colors.
Okay.
And anyway, I'm afraid to bring that purple in. It would just make it so dark. There is a lot of windows with the
right. The
vaulted ceiling, but... so anyway, I was thinking, does anybody ever go, instead of like a third of the way up or halfway up with either a color or a material, do they ever go like about two-thirds of the way up so that I can, because once I get into the ceiling, I get into all these angles that go over to the stairwell area. And I didn't know if I could just try some color two-thirds of the way up.
You then can. You can. But you, my friend, need a color consultation. Because if I start telling you, do this, do that, the problem is that when you have odd angles, there's not one solution, there's 100 solutions. And so the reason you're confused is not because you can't find the one thing to do. You're trying to unlock a puzzle. And what I want to share with you is the fact that you are in luck. This is my best moment when I can empower someone. And I can say, you have options. I can take you to the promised land of color. I certainly can. I can take you to the home of your dreams. But I need to bring in a color expert. And that color expert is, in fact, Robin Daly or one of her team from Daly's. And you will call them. And I'm telling you, it's about $100. Best $100 of sanity you have ever spent. And she will come to your home or one of her designers, and they'll bring paint chips. And they will tell you, you can end this here, you can do that there. Big paint chips, the size of posters, so that you can see them in your home. And you will not be confused. So there you go. I feel like I am channeling like a Christian minister here. I can save you. And I know I'm going to get email about that. And I don't mean it disrespectfully, but I'm passionate about this.
They will bring you paint chips.
I will
and
bring
evil demons of wrong paint colors.
See?
Be gone.
Okay, you did it. Not me. You're going to get the email.
Hey, I've been
she
to church.
She did it. She did it. Not me. Okay? She went there.
No disrespect. Come on
no
now.
No disrespect.
Let's take a break for traffic on that note.
Yeah.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Save us, Judith.
All I do is bring you bad news. It's just not a smooth commute. We're dealing with an accident blocking the left lane southbound 99 at the south end of the Alaskan Way Viaduct. A much worse situation in Tacoma. We have a rollover injury accident westbound 16 at Sprague. I thought it was blocking the right lane. No, it's blocking two lanes. Assistance Aid just arriving on the scene, and they might have to close another lane. Then we've got southbound 5 just north of 145th, another accident. Troopers aren't even there yet, so I can't even tell you if it's blocking or not. Another accident in Linwood, northbound 5 as you approach 44th Avenue. It's been in the center lane. Looks like they got it off to the side, but lots of troubles on the road. These roads are wet, so slow down, folks. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Well, weather today from the Como forecast team has us getting off to a very soggy start this morning. It looks very misty outside the windows here at Fisher Plaza. However, this afternoon we can look forward to some sun breaks and that sogginess sort of receding to just scattered showers. We'll have highs near 50 degrees and overnight lows near 40. Currently, it's 43 degrees in Tacoma and looks like 45 here in downtown Seattle. Como News time is 10:56. Thanks for joining us here on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, solving all of your design dilemmas, including those funky little what's it things.
Those what's it's. Yes. It's the what's it show.
We had the Thingamabob show a couple weeks
we
ago.
We did. We did. And now we have the reprise.
The funky thing in your house. The funky household feature.
I know, but this is really what I do. I'm sorry. I'm not here to create world peace. I'm the person that is going to help you create peace and serenity in your home. So everybody has something weird. I want to talk to you. I bet you are one of those people that you have never called a talk show. Never, never, never. You've never left a comment on a comment line. Uh-huh. But you do. I know who you are, and I am talking to you. You have something very ugly in your home.
Today's your day.
Today's your day.
421-1000 and 877-397 Como. That is a free call. You've got no excuses left.
You've got no excuses left. I really do want to talk to you because you can find a solution. And here's the kinds of things that I know. And this is a tease ahead for our second hour. I know who can come fix it. I really do. I know like the core of engineers. I even do know engineers. I know carpenters. I know plumbers. I know painters. I know other design consultants. If you notice, I never even give out my own phone number for design services. I don't do that. I want to help you find answers. I want to help you find people that are going to assist you with your design dilemmas. And I want to help you find resources if you want to do it yourself. And I want to empower you. More than anything else, I want you to wake up one day and walk through your home to get that cup of coffee when you're kind of sleepy and you go, "Ah, I love my home." Wouldn't you like to feel that way? I'm here to help you. I really am. Everybody has an odd space. Even if you're in a small condo, I really want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about walking in that little studio place and making it feel like home. Yes, I do. I am here for you today. And I'm free. This girl works for you every single Saturday with enthusiasm to help you solve your design dilemmas. There you go.
That's the best part. You work for free.
I work for free.
You know, I have this funny little closet in my house under the stairs. We call it Harry Potter's closet.
I like that.
And it's long and skinny and not quite wide enough to put in shelves and still be able to walk. And the proportions are weird. And there's some freaky hole in the back of it that
you have an odd house.
I know. I just want you to come over and just go room by room.
I do too.
At the same time, I'm totally intimidated to invite you over because, you know, the whole shower and everything. That's a story for a different show. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.